AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Schools and businesses reopened in Baltimore this morning, reflecting a bit more calm in a city racked by looting and burning on Monday. A heavy police presence remains in that city. Resident Ashley Kane wants to see the officers leave and those who placed Freddie Gray into custody punished.
God didn't put us here for this, and I feel like this is just ridiculous. You feel me? I feel like it's the beginning of a war. Y'all trying to start war on the low. I know about the Illuminati. I'm highly intelligent, and I don't like this. And y'all need to put a stop to it right now by locking those cops up and getting these people off of our blocks. We don't deserve it.
The unrest followed Gray's funeral on Monday. The 25-year-old died of a spinal cord injury after being taken into custody earlier in the month. A report on the investigation into his death is expected to be delivered to the state attorney's office in Baltimore on Friday. Pastor Dante Hickman during a protest today at that office.
We are expecting on this Friday for the state's attorney to take this matter up, to pursue justice, to allow the courts to decide what happened to Freddie Gray.
The Baltimore Orioles postponed games Monday night and last night with the Chicago White Sox because of the unrest. Today they are playing at a closed Camden Yards. No fans in the stands, but just outside the stadium. Oriole fans chanting as the team plays. Play-by-play announcer Fred Manfra on 105.7 The Fan likens the atmosphere to a spring training game.
It's almost like watching a spring training inter-squad game just before the games begin down in Sarasota when you're the only people in the stands along with some Oriole officials.
The Federal Reserve lowers its assessment of the U.S. economy after a winter in which growth nearly stopped. It offered no sign interest rate increase might be coming soon. Earlier in the day, the government estimated the economy grew at a barely discernible annual rate of 0.2% in the January to March quarter. The Dow's down 58. This is AP Radio News. A deadlocked jury in New York in the trial of a man accused of killing 6-year-old Eitan Peitz in 1979. Julie Walker with more.
Jurors have been deliberating since April 15th. The defense argued for a mistrial, saying it was obvious the jury was hung. The judge denied the motion and told jurors, keep deliberating. Pedro Hernandez made a surprise confession in 2012, telling authorities he choked Eitan Peitz in the basement of a convenience store and dumped the body a few blocks away. Prosecutors have no physical evidence linking Hernandez to the crime, and Eitan's body was never found. Defense attorney suggested another man committed the crime. Julie Walker, New York.
President Obama has spoken to Nepal's prime minister, expressing his sympathy over the death and destruction caused by Saturday's massive earthquake and pledging further help. Police in Nepal say the death toll from the 7.8 magnitude earthquake has topped 5,000. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.